Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting, powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 6th, 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, and watch the tree light up. Celebrate Christmas downtown December 6th, presented by Middle Tennessee Electric. Time to talk with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every couple of weeks here on the program, and who knows what we're going to be talking about today, and may even include zombies. Who knows? But James, good morning.
Yeah, maybe. Good morning, Brian. Maybe we should have done this right before Halloween, you know. Might have been a little more of the zombie approach, but you know, I was looking through some of those things that we can discuss, and this one kind of caught my attention because you know, there's a lot of people out there who have debt, and people might have thought about, you know, they don't have this debt anymore, and then it's popping its ugly head up again. So first thing we want to do is we want to make sure people know what zombie debt is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So zombie debt is, it's defined as a debt that has been raised from the dead, so to speak. It could even be something that you never owed at all. And, you know, I've seen people too, where they've gotten bills in from a credit card company or a loan place, and they really didn't ever make the loan. But this company is saying that they own the money. And of course that could come down to identity theft, and you know, it just takes time for that stuff to come out. I know I knew somebody at one point in time who ended up with a bill for $1,200 for car tires from a Firestone place out in Colorado, and had never been to Colorado. Yeah. And so it was clearly identity theft that somebody used to buy these tires. So you got to be kind of careful about, you know, what are these things that come up. So when somebody doesn't pay a debt, the lender is going to take action. They're going to do it by phone or letter, or maybe even a court case, to collect the money that they're owed. In some cases though, the debtor simply can't pay or be found in those cases. In other cases, the debtor files for bankruptcy, and depending on the kind of debt owed, debt may be put on hold or renegotiated or discharged by the company completely. Mm-hmm. And then so sometimes that old debt comes back to life. And you know, if you've taken a loan out for some place, and the company that you owe the money to basically gave up on you, what they'll do is they'll sell that debt to somebody else for pennies on the dollar. And then those finance companies or the people will chase after you for the money. Of course, if they get anything at that point in time, they've paid pennies on the dollar, so they can make some money on it. So some of the most common scenarios of zombie debt are, you know, unpaid debts that are beyond the statute of limitations, when you can be taken to court for payment. Unpaid debts you owe but forgot about. Unpaid debts wiped out by bankruptcy. Debts you had already settled with a creditor. Fraudulent charges from identity theft, which we just talked about.
Right.
And then fake debts, you know, creditors claim that you owe them as part of a scam. And that's another thing that scammers will do, is they get some of your personal information and they'll say, hey, you owe us this debt, and you never really did. But they make you feel like you owe them the debt.
James, I know we're calling this zombie debt, but how does this come back around? I mean, that's kind of scary that something could just pop back up on your ledger, if you will.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of segues into the next part, where creditors, you know, they remove old debt from their ledgers to settle with the third parties, which we kind of talked about a minute ago. Mm. You know, and in some cases, those are legitimate, and some aren't. When debts are sold and resold, the records can be incomplete or inaccurate. And I like the definition they gave about, think of that old game of telephone where you know, they pass it from debtor to debtor to debtor, or debt people trying to collect on it, debt collectors.
Right.
And eventually some of that information just gets lost through time. And part of that part that could be lost would be maybe some of the money you actually paid. And so then that doesn't show up. So
I'm wondering
the
also if maybe even, it's just like when someone tells a story, by the time it gets around to the fifth person, that story is different. Could that happen here too? In terms of who owes the debt or how much debt there is and things of that nature, I guess that could also lead to some misinformation there.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, they got a hold of, Tom Senior, and the debt belonged to Tom Junior, and they'd keep trying to get Tom Senior, and Tom Senior finally goes, "I've never been to Colorado,"
Yeah.
or Tom Junior may have, So, I mean, that's possible. So, when debt collectors call, this is really kind of tricky. The legal treatment of old debt will depend on where you live and what type of debt in question. Depending on the law, debt collectors are not allowed to sue for old debt if the statute of limitations has expired. However, they're still allowed to contact you and ask you to pay off old debt. Check the statute of limitations in each state or Canada for more information. Now, I can tell you, in the state of Tennessee, it's 6 years. If you want to find out more, you can go to BBB.org, and you can look this up, or you can go to each state and see what the statute of limitations are. They go up to 10 years, and some actually there's one case in where it went to 20. But in Tennessee, it's 6 years across the board for basically everything.
And
So
this,
this is
I'm
where you
sure, doesn't include like federal debt, like student loans and things of that nature, though. Is that a different umbrella?
That's a good question, and it's not really covered here in this segment.
We're just talking about like credit card debt and stuff here, then.
Credit, consumer debt kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So here's something you got to remember. If you start making payments or acknowledge a debt or maybe use an old credit card, that action can restore the collection agency's legal right to take matter to court. So if a collection agency called you up and said, "Hey, can you pay us $10?" Well, that doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. But if your statute of limitations was about to expire in a year, you've now reset that clock, like in Tennessee, to 6 years because you've acknowledged the debt. So it doesn't matter if they ask for a dollar or 10 or 100. If you start, responding to what these debt collectors say, you could reset that clock and actually make your life unbearable kind of going forward.
Especially if you were the last year of the 6 year and you started again, well, then it'll be a total of 12 years because, like you said, it restarts that clock.
So, be careful about, whenever a debt collector calls you, it doesn't matter how big or how small the payment is you got to think about what are the other things that could affect this. The best way to start is by doing thorough investigation. Search through old records and find bank statements, notices of payment that you might have. Gather as many facts as you can about, whatever the debt is. And then next, within 35 days of the initial contact, without acknowledging the debt is yours, ask the creditor for a debt validation. And you can get that through the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and that requires a debt collection agency to provide you with written proof that the debt's validity or judgment is against you, as well as the name and address of the original creditor, if the debt was resold, and if so, how many times, what the information is gathered, determine if the debt is really yours, and if it still needs to be paid. And so that kind of goes back to the other part we said a minute ago. Even though the statute of limitations passes, you may find out that this debt belongs to you, but if it's past the statute of limitations, they can't legally collect it from you. And so you can say, not paying, you should have got me 5 years ago or whatever. This is done. if you determine the debt was yours, but you already paid it, you write a letter acknowledging to the collection agency and demand that they cease contact, including proof of your payment, which is available if you have it available. The collection agency is legally required to stop contacting you under that act. And the other thing too is, like, if a creditor calls you and they're trying to collect a debt from you, whether you owe it or not, you can tell that creditor stop calling you, and they have to. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't take further action. It doesn't mean that they can't take you to court.
Right.
It can't mean that they can do other things. But once you tell them to stop, they have to stop calling you. They have to stop contacting you. If you determine that the debt is not yours or it's invalid, again, write a challenging letter and ask where the validity is. And we talked about that, the Fair Collections Practices Act.
Sure.
If you determine that you owe the funds and you can pay the debt, resolve the issue by first getting a payment agreement in writing and then eliminating your unresolved debt. So you want to make sure before you pay something that, one, it really is yours, two, is it still inside the statute of limitations, and three, get something in writing that says exactly what you're going to need to pay. If they call up and just ask you for $10 and then they turn, you've restarted that clock, and then they say, oh, by the way, that paid off your debt, but you have $200 in fees and interest that's accrued on this debt, so now you owe us $200 more because we've added fees to it. And there are certain things that allow these credit agencies to add additional fees, so you have to be careful about that. So when deciding to what route to take, keep in mind that once a debt is past its statute of limitations, collectors can no longer sue you to get payment. In addition, the FDCPA Act stipulates that any unpaid debt should be removed from a person's credit score after 7 years. If you decide to begin paying on or pay the full debt of the old debt, it could restart that statute of limitations and affect your credit. So that's another reason why if it's past the statute of limitations, you don't even want to do it because it's going to affect your credit score along the way.
Sure.
If you want more information about this, you can identify ways your identity can be compromised without knowing it. You can go to bbb.org and find some of those different resources to help you do that. If you need to contact a collection agency to dispute a debt, request that the debt validation letter or ask that the collection agency to cease contact. And you can get some of those templates on consumer.gov. There's some templates you can use that kind of make your request legal along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that while most of the old debt collection agencies are legitimate, there may be sometimes when a scammer is fishing for information to get information about it. And there's more information on BBB.org on how to avoid scams and if you're targeted by these tax collectors.
And that goes to the point where, I mean, are they legitimate? And that has to be one of those first steps that you take up. And a lot of times, if it's a text or an email, you've got to be leery of all of those for sure. And even phone calls too.
And you probably have a pretty good idea if somebody calls you about a debt, you're going, oh yeah, I did buy that, or I didn't buy that. Or if you did, it's just like, man, that was like 20 years ago. So
exactly.
I mean, people out there, they have debts that they didn't pay 20 years ago, but again, I mean, it could end up being a lot of money if you do anything that kind of restarts that clock, and you were 20 years out of it, and now you've restarted the clock, and they have six more years in the state of Tennessee to kind of go back and collect from you.
Some very interesting points today and our conversation. If you came in a bit late, you'll want to go back and check the podcast. We've been talking about zombie debt, if you will, or debt that has been raised from the dead, so to speak. So go back and check out the podcast of the program here after we get it uploaded here in just a few. James, as always, appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
That is James Price joining us from the Better Business Bureau here on Rutherford Issues. And go BBB.org. That's the website for the BBB. And don't forget to check out Scam Tracker there at BBB.org/Scam Tracker. That's a great place to see kind of the scams that are going on right here in our Rutherford County area. You can search by zip code and see some, and report there too if you know of a scam that's going on that helps your fellow neighbor. Well, that's it for the program today. And again, like I mentioned, check the podcast. It'll be up at WGNSradio.com or archived on YouTube, Facebook as well. Have a good day out there, everyone.